Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. A couple of folks that we just found on the sidewalk there asking to come on in. Dr. Sherry Keffer.
We were wandering around with bags.
That's right.
Again.
Dr. Keffer
is here.
She's in the studio along with Alice Benton.
Hi.
Really glad that they're both here. And if you want some certified PhD ratified advice, this is the day to get it. And you do that by calling 1-800-229-3000. This is New Life. Now, here's what we do. We try to talk about stuff that's kind of hard to talk about in other places, the difficult things. And nothing that you have to say probably is going to shock us. We'd love that. We'd love to be shocked, but probably not going to happen. Before we go to calls, and again, it's 1-800-229-3000. I want to remind everybody, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in a theater near you, it's a Fathom event. It's called The Heart of Man. And this is a combination of a dramatic movie with some amazing interviews by people who have experienced sexual brokenness in different ways. At the end of the movie, there is a text, and when you text that, you're given the number for New Life. That's why we're very interested in this movie, because we will hope that a lot of people will want to get some help once they see it. Maybe it's help for their own sexual integrity problem or their own sexual brokenness or the fact that they have been involved with somebody who has been really struggling in that area. Sherry, you've seen this movie.
I have, twice, because it was so good. I had to see it a second time. And, you know, this is one of those times that I, with you and Alice, would love to ask our listeners to trust us and go. It's just a one-night showing. And so go and bring someone that you think would it would fit for. Because you're going to get halfway through the movie and you're going to think about three people that you wish you would have had there.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's a one-night showing. So just trust us, bring them, and you won't be disappointed. It is a power-packed show. Mm-hmm. And it kind of unzips us and helps us to see into the world of struggling with all kinds of sexual integrity issues. And they've got men and a woman, which I love. So
Yeah, the story of this young woman is so powerful, and she has her own ministry now out of her brokenness. And that leads me to another point. You know, all of these stories are examples of we hurt people, we get hurt, disappoint God, we're close to God, far away from God. And then it seems like life doesn't really make sense. But it does when you persevere. You surrender to the Lord, allow God to use all of that pain. He redeems it, doesn't waste it. And then we get to see a reality start to unfold where all of that stuff we've been through, it does start to make sense. In fact, it's so remarkable, it kind of feels like it was meant to be, that's kind of the path we were chosen to follow, even though it might have been a path of one mistake after another. But God says he'll take everything, work it together for our good, even the crummy stuff.
And you know, one of the people that shares is Paul Young, the gentleman that wrote The Shack. And I tell you, Steve, it's like sitting in a living room with some of these people that you know and respect and having them open up their hearts to talk about sexual shame, talk about sexual abuse, talk about how they made sexual errors and betrayed. And it's when you have an honest conversation about shame and you're invited to enter into that through this movie, you see God and you see how He does do what you said, redeem
so
our
true.
Hearts.
1-800-229-3000. Join us right now.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 22nd to the 24th.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Alice Benton, we're going to go right to the phones because that's what we do here. And let's talk with Lee. Lee's calling from Colorado Springs, Colorado. KGFT is the station. Lee, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing okay. How could we help you today?
Well, I have been told that a husband, has the right to sexually assault and rape his wife.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
My husband.
Well, he
and
was
that,
wrong. Did he do that to you?
Right, I have to. Yeah.
Okay.
And he also says that by biblical right, I have a responsibility to accept whatever sexual desires he has.
Uh huh. Well, you're in a very abusive, sick relationship with a very abusive, sick man. Now, you're calling us about this. Is there part of you that thinks that he might be right? Or are you wanting to know what to do about him being so wrong?
I want to know what to do about it because, honestly, I mean, we've been married for 31 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think that a man and wife should divorce. I honestly don't. Separate, yes, but divorce, no.
Well, you know, there are certain situations where divorce is appropriate and probably gives a message to the rest of the world that you can't just do anything in your marriage and the other person can do that. Because you should never, ever divorce. But we're a long way from that if you've never done anything to try to fix this. Sherry, you want to start here? I mean, this is one horrible situation.
Yeah, so are you saying that this has happened to you, or is he threatening you right now to act?
No, it has happened.
Okay. And so Steve is exactly right. I want to call it as it is. It's actually spiritual abuse is what he's doing to you. It's spiritual abuse, and I would even consider it to be sexual violation. There's nowhere in the Bible that God says it's okay. And I have heard this before. I actually had a woman come to me very similar, someone like you, that said her husband was going to sodomize her. And he said, "This is your body is mine, and you need to submit to me." And I said, absolutely not. That is not the heart of God. Think about it. Jesus, the church, we are his bride. And can you imagine Jesus ever assaulting us? Can you imagine that? That God would ever?
No.
Yeah, that is the truth. So I want you to know the truth from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And he is using scripture incorrectly in order to abuse you. So is your question about how to get safe?
Well, like I said, I need to know what would be a good, because he's tried not to do it recently.
Okay,
I separated from him, and I committed adultery when we were separated.
Okay.
So I was trying to get free, and then situations put us back together again. So we decided to work on our relationship, but things are not good for me. They're just...
Okay.
I mean, he touches me in ways I've asked him not to do. He tells me that I have to, by law, by biblical law, submit to him because I'm possessed by Satan if I don't.
Okay, so I'm just letting you know, Lee, my blood pressure, my heart is pounding. Whenever I feel my body on this show and my heart starts pounding, it's a sign for me that somebody is in harm's way. He is not a safe person for you to be around right now. And that might be that you need to step out or step away from that relationship into a safe harbor until you can get your head clear in light of what is appropriate and what isn't appropriate, because it's not okay. And the fact that you said he's trying not to do it, it's not about trying. It's a yes or no. This is a get out of the jail free card. This is like, it's not okay. It's abuse. So trying to not abuse somebody is still crossing the line. And you're the only one that can have healthy boundaries around your body.
Okay.
Now, when he was physically manhandling you, he sexually assaulted you, he forced you to have sex in a way that you didn't want to, did you ever think about, I should call the police? He won't accept.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I did, but I don't want to have the husband of my children humiliated like that in public, you know? I know it's stupid, but what happened was between us. And I don't want to embarrass myself.
Okay, but by Lee,
bringing that out into the world.
Lee, what about your humiliation? What about your humiliation every time you feel used and harmed? Can you see you in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't know what to do about it.
Okay. Well,
so let's
Steve
give her some
right.
very concrete things that she could do about it. Let's just help her.
Yeah. So there is a sexual assault line that deals with these kind of issues. I'm going to give you it's www.rainn.org. Now it's a group of folk that actually can specialize in helping to talk with you right now on the phone, right? They've got a hotline where you can check in and get some clarity on that. I want you to trust your gut. That would be number two, is I want you to trust your gut. I want you to believe. You were so desperate about this that you called three people who you don't even know who to tell you the truth, right? That's desperate. So I want you to believe your own gut when you say, yeah, this isn't right. And then the third thing
I
want...
My gut's telling me to run, but...
The
Bible says that you can't, so I...
You know, the Bible does not say that. The Bible does not say that you cannot run when you are in danger. Here's what the Bible does say. It says, don't ever enable evil in your home. That's what the Bible says. That's what I would be looking at. That's what fits the heart of God. Not to enable evil. Versus, if a person pulls a gun on you one night, you shouldn't go find safety somewhere else. You should go back the next night, and you should stay in that home with someone who threatened to kill you. Then that makes no sense, which shows that he has truly brainwashed you and convinced you that he is totally entitled to everything he wants to do with you, and he's not. When you bring safety upon yourself, when you honor the creation that you are, you're actually setting an example for your children. They know this is a really bad relationship. They know that. And they know you've put up with it, and they're going to be angry at you for doing that to yourself. And for allowing
my oldest daughter, my eldest daughter told me if I leave him, I'm never allowed to see my grandchildren again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then she is as sick as he is. And there are ways for those things to be dealt with. But for you to continue to be sexually assaulted, you can make that phone call. You can also say to him that if it happens again, you will do something that could be humiliating. And rather than wait for it to happen or him to try, how about we get some help together so it doesn't ever happen again?
And you know, Lee, a lot of times women who have this happening and struggle with boundaries actually were sexually abused as kids. And so I'm imagining that's probably part of your story. And so it's really important for you to get into a work that's going to help you start protecting yourself and not continue that sexual violation that started really, really early. And the last thing, and then I want to hear from Alice as well, is Leslie Vernick is a gal we've had on the show. We did some TV and radio with her. She's got a book out called The Emotionally Destructive Marriage. And she also has groups that she does called Conquer for women to help them find their core. And I would have you check her out, and because I think that's immediate help you can get right away to start finding who you are on the inside. Alice, what are your thoughts?
This is one of the worst situations that we've ever dealt with on the program.
Yeah, it is.
And Lee, I want to acknowledge, and I think we can all recognize this, that what we're advising you to do, there's so much wisdom in it, but I think it will be almost impossible to follow through if you try to do it on your own. You have pressure coming from every side, and we only know a sliver of your situation.
You're
trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do for the good of my husband, my children, my grandchildren? What is God want me to do? And there is intense confusion and pressure from all sides. And so I ask you to please follow through on Sherry's advice, because you're going to need safe people in your life on an ongoing basis. Otherwise, we can't put good boundaries into place on our own. We just don't have, none of us, we don't have the internal strength on our own. You're going to need a safe team, because you are having to pick your pain. Whatever choice you make, with all this great advice, there is the risk of loss of your husband's anger, of losing connection with your grandchildren. And because this situation is so complicated, please don't make these moves without ongoing support from safe people in your life. And I want to tell you that my red flag is going off as well of what danger might your children be in. Because as Steve pointed out, kids know when something is going wrong in a home. And something you said about your husband seemed to imply there may be other sexual proclivities that you're concerned about. Now, that will affect your children somehow, some way down the road. And so there's a price to pay of
humiliation. Well, they're all grown up and moved out. So.
Okay. And there's a price to pay of humiliation, as you pointed out, by getting professional help and maybe even the police involved. But there's such a price to pay if you don't do that, even just the modeling for your children. Lastly, I want to encourage you with this, that Proverbs tells us that wise men run from danger. Wise men run from danger. So get the safe people around you to figure out the best way to protect yourself from danger and to move forward as God would want you to.
Yep. And, you know, I feel like that you, because of the things in your past, and you seem to indicate, is it true that you were abused as a child?
Yes.
So you were taken hostage as a child into sexual abuse. Your husband's taken you hostage. Now your daughter's taken you hostage. If you do this, you won't see your grandchildren. And you need you need a lot of really good ongoing help as the situation unfolds. And there's definitely no way that you should be putting yourself in danger, but there's a time to do something. There's a time to do the right thing. And you need somebody to help you strategize when is that, and where is the place that you can go? I think if you call the folks, they'll help you. I want to see if we can help find a counselor or some resources in your area. So hold on. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. And one of the main foundations of Take Your Life Back is that we have to believe that we are valuable, that we are worth defending the value that God put into us, and that we sense our value so much that when somebody does anything that counters that value, we know that's not right. That's not the heart of God. That isn't what Jesus taught. That isn't the way he treated women. And there is no place in the Bible wherein he enables a man to be cruel to a woman. What a sad thing. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 1-800-229-3000. If this is your situation, would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? Let us help you figure it out. We'll be back after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
So, just a broad generalization here. When somebody tells you something, and at the other end of that something, somebody gets hurt in the name of Jesus. You know, the only time that it's a good thing when somebody gets hurt in the name of Jesus is when you decide that you are going to suffer for the sake of Christ by serving him or doing something inconvenient or whatever. But for somebody to say, it's okay for me to sexually assault you, you have to do that, this is your obligation to me. What a sad, over 30 years.
Yeah.
And you know what shame does? Closes everybody off. You don't want to be around anybody. You don't want to reveal what's going on. You don't want to tell them. Whereas shame really can be that, like that red light or that horrible siren that says something is so horribly wrong here, you have to do something. I'm glad she called us, and I praise God for the folks that we work with that can provide her with some help. What a sad thing. Pray for her, please. Pray for her. All right. Let's go to Maggie. Sacramento, California, Sirius XM satellite radio, 1 o'clock, channel 131. How you doing? Eastern time, that is. How you doing, and how can we help you?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for being there. I'll start out, I'll preface this with, I have a lack of gratitude and appreciation for the mercy and grace of our Lord. In December of 2011, I was diagnosed with stage 4 small cell neuroendocrine carcinoma, incurable. I had a 10-year life expectancy. As of May 30th this year, my oncologist deemed me cancer-free. It's been a really tough journey. A lot of chemo, et cetera. A lot of mental and emotional and intellectual variables involved mm-hmm. in all of this.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to church, well, because of the chemo and the energy level and all of that. I did start going. I went twice in the past month, 2 months, and I enjoyed it immensely. But I just don't seem to have it together enough to go on a continuous basis, so thus I feel guilty about that. Mm. It for 6.5 years, I've been down the road of dying, and I accepted that all but for my son. I didn't want, it was God's will. Every day, many times, you know, your will be done, not mine. However, I didn't want to leave my son, who is my only child. 48. He's been to Afghanistan. He's career military. I love him desperately, and I wanted to be around, you know, to see him.
So what's the question for us then? Are you distraught?
The question is,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm distraught, and I feel guilty because I don't seem to appreciate what God the new life God has given me. Mm-hmm. Am I justified in this?
Well, let me. Are you justified in not feeling grateful? Is that?
Yeah, if that's a reasonable question, I don't know. I wish I felt better. Mm-hmm. I wish I was healthier and stronger emotionally with this new diagnosis.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say one thing, and I want to turn this over to Dr. Alice Benton. But what if through the treatment, through the chemo, the side effects of the chemo, facing death, what if this big ball of emotions that you had when you started all that, what if every bit of gratitude and the ability to feel thankfulness or gratitude, what if all of that had kind of died or been destroyed with the cancer? Because in chemo, it's almost like you almost kill everything else so you can kill the cancer cell, and then everything else survives, and then you survive. Well, what if the gratitude or the ability to even feel it was killed through all of that, and it could be a very long time before it would grow back? The ability to feel positive, wonderful things like you kind of have put on yourself to feel. But Alice, what are your thoughts on this?
Maggie, I hear the burden you feel that you're only supposed to be grateful and maybe even joyful that things have turned out this way. And yet your life has changed dramatically, and you were prepared for one thing, and that thing was taken away from you, and there may be great good in that, but there may be negative too. I want to add that I could even see, as you prepared yourself for death, maybe even feeling okay about it, and as a believer, you have something fantastic to look forward to with death, of release from so much pain. But here you are now, relegated to who knows how many other years on this life, where there is suffering, where there are complications, and you're not the same you that you were before treatment. Even just physically, I would imagine so much has changed for you. So, in the little that I've heard, it could actually make sense to me to even be angry with God of, I was ready to die, I was ready to get to go to heaven and be with you, and now I'm stuck here still? What?
That did, actually, yes, you hit that too. I did have that.
All right, and that makes sense.
At the time when you are emotionally depleted and drunk. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. And another really tough call here. So, Alice, why don't you continue here with Maggie? And Maggie's still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Maggie, we often have feelings that don't seem to make sense to us and don't seem to fit the situation. And I want to bring a verse.
Exactly.
Yes, okay, you know what I'm talking about. Proverbs 25 tells us that our heart are deep waters, and we don't even make sense to ourselves, and we need somebody else to help us figure it out. And so I think you probably have a multitude of reasons for why you feel like you do. And feelings are valid. They don't always seem to fit the reality of the situation, but if we dig deep enough, there's some reason that we feel the way that we feel. And to be able to accept it and resolve feelings, we need to be heard and understood by someone who's willing to work through it with us without judging or criticizing us for feeling how we do. So that's the direction I want to point you in. And I think you may be getting a taste of that from us in this phone call, but I think you'll need more of it to process. Why doesn't gratitude come easily to me? But let me just say one more time, it makes complete sense to me with the little bit that you have told us so far, and there's so much more to the story.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Excuse me. Yes, there is.
And we
but it's all cancer-related. But I mean, whatever. You know, yeah, there is much more. Too many variables when it comes to cancer.
Well, there is.
Every aspect of your life and changes everything so dramatically.
Yep. It is, and really, along what was just shared, I'm wondering if anybody has told you, asked you a question, if you could let your heart beat again. If you could actually let your heart embrace life again.
Yeah, I've been trying.
Yeah.
I've really been trying to do that.
I want to point you to a song today. I'm going to have you at some time when we're done with the call after the show. I want you to Google this because I want you to listen to a song by a Christian group.
No, I don't have the internet.
Oh, well, then I'm going to tell you the words. I'm going to tell you some of the words. It's by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. And the song is actually called Tell Your Heart to Beat Again. And this is, these are the songs. And it actually, maybe one of your friends can pull up a story where he had a chance to go watch a surgeon who was doing some surgery with a woman. And she ended up on the surgery table, her heart had stopped, and the surgeon was worried because her heart wasn't starting. And he leaned over and said, Mrs. Jones, this is your doctor, Dr. Johnson, or whatever his name was. He said, I'd like to tell you, you can let your heart beat again. And so here she was on the surgery table. They couldn't get her heart to start, but she needed permission to live. And sometimes there's something called survivor guilt that keeps us stuck in our place of not being able to live again. And so here's the words. I'll just share a few of them. It says, you're shattered like you've never been before. The life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these when this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never going to get back to the you used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't need to live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been and tell your heart to beat again.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you can get your arms on that song and let that minister you like worship music, just listen to it. Let it wash over you until you begin to give yourself permission to say yes to the life you have.
That's right. Well, I hope this is helpful. I am
Danny Gokey.
You.
I'm being told Danny Gokey also sings it. He's a new artist that just did a remake of it. So, yeah.
All right.
Danny Gokey.
Yeah, Danny Gokey or Phillips, Craig, and Dean.
Okay. All
now,
right.
You hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask one more thing?
Sure.
That, I have felt so distant from God, and I do. I listen to you guys a lot, faith-based programming, and I read the Bible daily, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
But I can feel, I can still have trust in the Lord that I haven't wandered away because of the cancer situation. Mm-hmm. It's just beating me down emotionally.
Mm-hmm. So
but
you
I'm
think
still
you got
faith in the Lord, right?
But do you think you got your cancer because you walked away from him?
Oh, no.
No.
That I mean, cancer is just a Russian roulette. Anybody can get it, you know, and it just happened to be me.
Right.
Yeah.
So get that.
But you're wanting to know if your reaction to it has caused some kind of permanent damage with your relationship with God?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
All right. Well, no. It hasn't because God is a God of grace, and you are calling us, and you read His Word, and you're going to persevere through this. And the verse I love to remind people of is, if you persevere, those who persevere receive the crown of life. It doesn't say you got to do it perfectly. There's some things, and you just went through one, that the goal is just to get through it. Now, the only way, I can't convince you of that. The only way that you're going to feel that is to be around other women who can support you and have that same feeling and communicate that to you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to encourage you to find that. But here's a term that might mean one thing to some people, but it means something else to me. The term hormonal suicide. No, I'm sorry, hormonal homicide. Some people might think that hormonal homicide would be you have a hormonal dysfunction and you kill somebody. But here's what I call hormonal homicide. There are things that happen in this life that kill your hormones, that destroy them, you know, that just uproot them. And all of us have them. And I don't know of anything that kills the hormonal balance worse, and I think your physician would tell you this, than chemotherapy. So you know what it's like when hormones get a little out of balance, and how you can hate somebody you love, or you can want to kill somebody that you really care about. hey, that's what you've been through. That chemo has killed the hormonal balance in you, and you got to get that back. You've got to get some love back in your system from people that can understand and support you and give you grace. You're going to have to be patient with yourself. I'm going to send you this book, Healing is a Choice. That's not enough for you. You need people. And I'll send you Take Your Life Back. But I think this could be the beginning of you getting out of the shame of your reaction and just being who you are without the burden of how you're supposed to be. Ladies, any final comment there?
I do, to Maggie's question of, do I still have faith if I have unbelief? This is addressed so directly in the Gospels that God understands we come to faith with doubts and questions and unbelief. And when the father who was seeking healing for his child said, I believe, but help my unbelief, Jesus' response was pretty much good enough. Miracle done. Good enough. So yes, Maggie, and all of us that struggle with times of unbelief, our faith can be as small as a mustard seed and it still can move mountains. So express that unbelief to God. He can accept us with that and in it. And your faith is evident in that you're calling us and you're still trying to work through it. You're on the right path, Maggie.
And you know, Maggie, Steve brought up a fabulous point. Brilliant, Steve, because even people with heart attacks, they put them on antidepressants once they come out of the surgery. And so you're right, Steve. Chemotherapy impacts the brain. You might be dealing with a low-grade depression, and that can be so frustrating if your brain is in a depressed state. You're not going to feel gratitude. No matter how hard you try, your brain is not in a healthy place. So please get a full physical, look at your hormones, as Steve said, and also see if you need antidepressant right now until your body heals.
Right. Okay. I'm so glad she called. We'll get those books to her. We'll try to find some resources. Many of you have heard me tell the story of the gentleman in Utah that I met 14 years ago, had 26 brain tumors. He was in stage 4 cancer in a hospice preparing to die. They did one final MRI, and the guy comes out and says, you have no tumors. You're cancer-free. What did he do? He was so furious. He threw a chair across the room, broke one of their expensive machines. They had to sedate him, restrain him. Why? He says, I was an angry atheist before this healing. The only emotion I had access to was anger. And rather than fall to my knees and worship God, I was angry because that's all I knew how to feel. That's all I had access. Well, we end up in those places. Now, a year later, he accepted Christ. He's been serving Jesus for now, I guess, almost 15 years.
What a great story.
But now, his reaction was fury. And he didn't even believe in God. He didn't think God healed him. So, oh my goodness. Hey, God understands us. He made us the way we are. He saw us fall into a fallen world in the garden. And he saved us from it all.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 22nd to the 24th.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. By the way, we're, you know, after this show is over, we're just going to sit right here and take more phone calls. So if you want to join us after the program, 1-800-229-3000. Now, I haven't mentioned anything because we've been so enthralled in these phone calls. This is incredible. But we do have, for all of the folks that have gone through these hurricanes, and oh my goodness, I just heard about the nursing home and the deaths this morning. Still, people, trauma, tragedy. Well, Dr. Sherry Keffer and I did a CD on how to recover from trauma and tragedy. Now, maybe someone you know needs this. Maybe you need it. It's free. You can just go to newlife.com, heard it on the radio, and go down to the link and download this CD we did on how to recover from trauma and tragedy. I think it's really good because I think a lot of stuff we do is good. But this one, I think, can really help some folks. Now, we need your support to pull out of a rough August and to get started into the fall here when you support us. Lives change. It's all about transformation. It's all about people living life in a completely different way. When you support us, a gift of any amount, I'll send you a CD with 2 teachings from Dr. Henry Cloud. Getting back up and embracing the negative. 2 things that can change everything for all of us or any of us. When you join Club New Life, that's $30 a month. You get the Take Your Life Back Day by Day devotional and a New Life Cross. And then I want to remind you also, next weekend, September the 22nd is the Intimacy in Marriage Intensive. If you want to help a couple who's in trouble, call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let's get them a scholarship. If you can go, come. If you want to go, I've never heard anybody say, biggest disappointment in my life or it didn't meet my expectation. Miracles happen if you'll come. September 22nd. That's not this weekend, but next weekend right there. In Dallas, lives, marriages change. It is the best thing that we do here at New Life, and we do a lot of great things. All right, I'm going to go to my final caller, but everybody else, just hang on here because we'll get to the call. We're going to answer it. We're going to sit right here till we get through all these calls. But here's Michael, Billings, Montana, KCMM. Michael, how you doing, and how could we help you, my friend?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I've listened to you guys for probably the past 4 years on a daily basis, and you've helped me through an immense amount of issues and hurdles that life has thrown my way, and I thank you for that. So since I know I'm the last caller, I will just get into the question right off the bat.
Okay.
I have a sexual addiction, and I am struggling with, coming clean with my fiance and then my mother, obviously, mm-hmm. and the rest of my family about mm-hmm. it. And the reason why I am struggling so much is because I'm just mostly with my fiance. I have, a big fear of being rejected from, we've been together for a long time, but, it's a very unique issue. And I'm just very, terrified that mm-hmm. she, would, I guess, ultimately leave me because of this issue.
All right. Really glad you called. I have to ask you a question. When was the last time that you acted out on this sexual addiction that you have?
It was last week.
Okay. So What have you ever done to get help for it?
I went to my first Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting this week.
Okay. That's a good thing, my friend. Now, when is the marriage scheduled, or is it?
Not for a couple years out.
Why so long?
My fiance is in graduate school and an accelerated program, and it goes straight through, so it's just not we decided to wait till after.
I'm going to give you my advice, and I'm going to turn it over to Sherry and Alice, and they can totally disagree with me. But here's what I think you should do. I think you should get yourself to Every Man's Battle, go through that workshop. I think you ought to go into the Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting, and I think you ought to get all this at least 90 days done behind you before you tell her. So that when you tell her, you're able to say to her, here's what I never wanted to have to tell you, and here's what I have been doing about it so that it will never, ever impact you in any way in the future. Now, that to me, it helps if you've got some recovery and some treatment behind you. It doesn't help if you say, and I'm going to go to a meeting once a month, and I'm going to read my Bible every day. If she's smart, she's going to say, that is not enough to win back my heart. And I'll send you a copy of Worthy of Her Trust to help you with this. Sherry, Alice, what do you guys think? You can disagree with me on that. You can say he ought to tell her right now. I mean, maybe that's the way to go.
I actually like your plan because I think that probably will feel good for you, right, to have some work in recovery before you tell her. But my recommendation is absolutely she needs to know because she needs to choose you.
Yeah, that's right.
And her choice is really important in this, as you're going to be journeying this path for some time in order to recover. Patrick Carnes talks about what he sees in his research, and he says it's 3 to 5 years minimum to get into this place of sobriety. And I don't know what it will be for you, but that's what the research shows. So she needs to be a part of that, and she needs to choose that. If you don't tell her, she will feel deceived.
And trapped.
Yeah.
And probably leave you.
It won't go well. Right, no. Because she needs to make a mindful choice. So I'm all about the yes, and letting her know. Yeah. And really, what she's rejecting is what you're doing. She's rejecting your sex addiction. She's rejecting the behaviors.
Right.
Do
it. Yeah,
Michael,
Alice, real quick.
I want to encourage you with a couple of thoughts of how to fight this fear, because there is risk in telling her, and the reality is she might leave, but how would you feel living with yourself in this secret if you didn't tell her? The effect it would have on her and future children. So we can fight a fear with a greater, healthier fear, and that may be, what would happen if she found out and I didn't tell her and I wasn't getting the treatment? And the fear of God, the healthy fear of what God is asking you to do in this situation. And I hear the strength of your faith in the question. Yeah. And the last thing is, you may need courage from others. So you may need to continue to tell some other safe people, maybe men at this meeting, and get courage from them to equip you to move forward with this.
Well, I'm so glad you called. Worthy of Her Trust is coming your way. If you've never read Every Man's Battle, we'll send that to you also. You know, I'll tell you, it's important that you do the right thing here. And I know that you would hate it if you married her and she revealed to you some horrible secret. You couldn't, I mean, you just, it would destroy so much. So do unto her what you would have done unto you. You'll never regret telling her, even if she walks away forever. You will, at one point, in the future, you'll say, I'm glad I did that. It was the right thing to do, because we would have gotten married. We would have done all this stuff. And then she would have walked away then, and that would have been a mess. Glad you called. Hold on, I'll get those books to you. If you need some help, the phone number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Helping us means supporting a ministry for transformation. Don't forget the Heart of Man movie. You can just go to newlife.com and click on Heard It on the Radio. a gift of any amount, I send you an amazing 2 teaching sessions from Henry Cloud. You'll love those. Would you help us? We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.